No, I was just thinking about
audio test.
I was just thinking about what you said. Well, hope you use a condom. Bro, that's fucking hilarious, bro.
I mean, at that point,
have you ever thought about doing stand up?
Nah. I don't really. You know what the funny shit is? I've actually have done stand up before. One time I was in Atlanta for a work trip.
Okay.
I'm drunk as hell.
Yeah.
And the comedians and shit got up there, was talking or whatever. And my friends was kind of saying, it wasn't really my friends, it was coworkers. Yeah, yeah. And they were like, you should get up there, it's open mic night.
So I do something.
Yeah, I got up there. I made up, at the time in the news, it was like some senator who had got caught like doing niggas in the booty at gas stations and shit, right?
What? Okay, go on.
Yeah. But the same dude was like talking a lot of shit about gays and other kind of shit like that in the news. Mm-hmm. So I was like up there making a bunch of jokes about that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to set us. I remember it was like, oh man, if you're going to be out here talking about this, you probably shouldn't. And I was trying to say something clever, but not just say, shouldn't be fucking niggas in the ass in the bathroom. Like, I just said it straight, right? It's like something about throwing somebody living in a glass house probably shouldn't. I was going to say something clever about throwing stones, but then I just said, shouldn't be fucking people in the ass like that, right? And the crowd just started bursting out laughing at shit. And I'm just up there talking shit. My friends, I cannot believe you did that. And then right after that, well, the next morning, because it was late, I called my wife and told her about that shit. She's like, well, why are you so crazy? I don't fucking believe you did that shit.
I would have loved to have seen that footage. That's just probably hilarious.
I know.
I mean, being a stand-up comedian, anybody that can tell a story could be a stand-up comedian, in my opinion. Because if you could tell a good story, but it's got to be a good story, you know, because anybody could just talk. But if you ain't saying no shit to make somebody laugh,
Tell a decent story, but you know, it's my story.
So. You be telling decent stories sometimes, man. Well, before we run off, get started. Yo, what's good? What's good? Ha ha! Welcome back.
Yeah.
Another episode of Verbal Gunplay. It's your boy Danny De Niro, aka D Money.
L double, aka the Golden Lion.
You know what that was inspired by, right? You ain't see the Kendrick concert?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That nigga was like, wop.
You believe this nigga performed that shit like 5 times?
I was when I was watching it, I was hoping he did. I was like, yo, it would be so funny if he just runs this shit back. Because you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about, remember when the last time we had a nigga song that was this, like, played everywhere, was Niggas in Paris. And remember when they performed in Paris, they did it 11 times in a row?
Yeah.
I didn't want him to do that.
11, dog?
I didn't want him to do that, but I was like, yo, it'd be funny if he just runs this back a few times. So when it ended, and he let the crowd do it second time, and then he did it again, then I got into it. I was like, yo, is he going to do it again?
Yeah, when the crowd did it the second time, I'm like, this shit is a phenomenon, nigga.
Yo.
Motherfuckers was rapping that shit word for word.
That shit was dope as fuck. I was so sad I couldn't be there.
Shout out to Kendrick for the Juneteenth pop out, man. That shit was
I'd be okay with him doing that every year. Like that shit was dope.
That shit was for the culture.
If they do that again, I'm at the next one for sure. Cause that shit. Cause what I was scared of, cause you know all the violence has been in LA lately.
LA, yeah.
Bro, it was peaceful. Not a ticket.
That's what's up.
Not a citation came out that day. But yo, that everything he started was just dope from the beginning with the euphoria, you know, because, you know, that has that slow little build up and everything. And he came out and then going into the Not Like Us with the whole Dre shit. Because, shout out to Dre real quick. Like, this nigga was like 40 years in the game. Like,
he was kind of looking it up there. Them knees was looking bad.
And it was just dope. He was like, yo, Dre, you got anything else to say? And he was like, oh. Shh. I see dead people. And I was like, oh, because for a second I was like, oh, he's probably not going to perform that song. That's what I was thinking. But when he did that, you was a rapper at one point. I mean, you at least dabbled in it.
Nah, nigga, I rapped with you. That wasn't
a rapper. You are familiar with It Takes Breath Control to rap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those weren't some quick 2-minute tracks this nigga was doing. Like, he had no backer, nobody there to do the ad libs. No backup track, no nothing. So kudos to fucking Kendrick. Like, listen, that's a lot of fucking words to memorize in that short of span.
Assuming that nigga hasn't had that shit written for
him. Man, yo, because that was one of the reasons I didn't like the rap no more. Because, like, once I started getting, like professional with it, and I had to start doing shows. Every time I made new songs, I was like, fuck, I gotta memorize this shit. Cause it's like you get up there and it's like after a while of doing it, you start to memorize it. But it was just like, yo, I hated having to memorize songs. I hated it. I loved rapping, that part was fun. Mm-hmm. But having to memorize the songs, I was like,
cause they probably just liked people probably just perform the shit that they like. The songs that they like, are familiar with, the ones that are fun for them to rap, is easier for them. That, like that B-side shit, because you just needed another track. Yeah. You probably never remember them lyrics again.
right. And I think what really made it hard for me is because like when I really started to take the rap serious, that was like when I was on like house arrest and shit. So I was cranking out like so many songs like every week that it was like, I do a whole mixtape in a week and forget about that mixtape, go on to the next one. Like, it was just banging them out. So it was like, and then when it came time to perform, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, well, what songs are we going to do? Like, then I'm like, I don't even remember that song. Like, that was fun, but, you know, we weren't even listening to it because we were just busy making new stuff. Yeah. But anyway, off of me, that was the past. I'm washed up now. what were we talking about that pre-pro that had me laughing? Oh.
Walking. I don't know why you thought that shit was so funny, though.
Bro, that shit is hella funny. Like, me, I have a vivid imagination. So I just imagined, like, la, 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 you know, Lamont coming home from work.
All right,
go ahead.
So what this nigga talking about, man? So I was talking to somebody, and they was, like, you know, afraid that their, you know, six-year-old son might be gay or some shit, right? So I made the comment, like, yo, he was saying, maybe he had to do something about it. And I was like, yo, if he gay, he gay already. Like, ain't nothing you could do about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to find out in, like, a messed up way. So you're talking about.
And then I had to take it over the top.
About hearing him clapping cheeks. And I was like, yeah, you come in there and it's his cheeks that are clapping, or he's clapping someone else's cheeks. And then the dude turned around like, oh, shit, you find out it's a dude. And then I'm like, well, hope you use the condom.
And then because here's the wild part, because me, like, sometimes I be on horny time, right? Mm-hmm. So you walk in the house and you hear the cheeks clapping. Like, I put myself in your shoes. I'm in horny time right now. I'm like, oh, shit, yo, my son up there tearing something up. Like, I'm like, getting kind of turned on. Let me see what this girl, let me see what my son working with. You know what I'm saying?
That's some sick shit you just said, but go ahead.
No, see what my son working with. You know what I'm saying? Let me see how, make sure I'm proud of him. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want him to be up there.
Are you really going to burst in on a nigga while he's smashing something, though?
No, not burst in, but you want to, like, you want to see what he's, like, with. Like, she eventually got to leave is what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe at that point I'd see, but, bro, I guess, look, you know me, I'm all about the details. So I'm like, when and where, how old is this nigga? Yeah, like, all of that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's at my house and he's, like, fucking 16, 17, basically still in high school, and I come home to it, oh, I'm interrupting.
What kind of interrupting? Like, you going to open the door if it's closed?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, I would, like, peek.
No, then,
like,
I'm interrupting, meaning with the intent to stop.
Are you going to, like, knock on the door? No. Or are you just going to open it?
If it's open. If it's not open, I'm kicking.
Okay, so then that makes my joke that I said earlier even funny, because we were talking about the gay thing. So, like, pause. Like, how you going to feel? You bust that door open, and like we said, I said, you walk in there, and, like, your son's getting pummeled, like. Because the first thing you're going to notice is some nigga standing up that you don't know, doggying something. And then you look and you see your son in the pillow to my dad, get out. Like, as a father, what do you do at that point? Like, because listen, I don't have nothing against gay people, but as a heterosexual male, I would want my son to also be a heterosexual male. Mm-hmm. I would expect it. And if he wasn't, you know, it's cool. But to find out like that would throw me off my rocker.
Like, because if your son is like 16, 17, you know, I would like to think that you kind of got an idea. You kind of know. Because, you know, most of the time.
It's not so bad if you see some signs on the wall.
There's going to be some signs.
But, like, but what if this nigga, like,
what if it's a complete surprise? Like, you really.
Right. Like, what if this nigga's like a throwback nigga like us back in the day? What if this nigga got baggy jeans, listening to Wu-Tang and shit? No, I'm saying baggy jeans, listening to Wu-Tang. Like, you had no clue that this nigga was gay. Like, there's no. Like, this nigga's in the room playing 2K, cussing niggas out online. Like, yo, this is a regular nigga. And then you just, dad, get out. Like,
I would be shocked. I wouldn't know really what to say. I know he's probably going to be embarrassed as hell. I don't know if I would throw them both out.
He said, throw them both. How you going to throw him out?
Huh?
How you going to throw him out? He lives there.
Some people think that, like, throw the kid out or whatever. Since that's I wouldn't throw them both out. I know. I don't know, man. I really have to think about it in a moment and see how I feel. If when I say that, say it's how I feel, if I'm going to sit them both down and talk to them,
mm-hmm.
like, or if I'm just going to be like, all right, young man, call your parents, go yeah. home, and then just talk to my son kind of shit. But I don't know. I can't call.
And the part, the reason that y'all listening and watching why I had the giggles is because what this nigga said afterwards, he was just like, "Welp, hope you use a condom."
I mean, the deed is done at that point. It's all you really can do.
So. Well, I mean,
yeah, hope y'all use a condom. Shit. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Hopefully, right, right. Hopefully, use the condom.
Yeah, at that point, it's they're already, you know, in the thick of it, if you will.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh my God, the thick of it, the words.
So,
yeah.
So you just, yeah, like I said, man, I would love to say that I would be super rational about it at the time, but I have to see how I feel in a moment. I don't think I would be upset or shame my kid or nothing like that. I will probably definitely be shocked. And like be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Okay, all right, how do I handle this without damaging him and damaging my relationship with him? Like, that's probably what I'm thinking.
I don't think you could do any more damage than he already received at that point.
There you go. Damn.
But this leads me to a funny topic. In the same breath of that, have you ever walked in on any of your kids, or have your parents ever walked in on you?
My mom walked in on me for sure.
With your wife?
No.
Oh.
Nah.
So you were young.
Young kid, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she did. It's actually it wasn't too bad in the moment, but it turned into a bad thing later. Obviously, I was embarrassed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
But then what really got me embarrassed and what really just pissed me off is I don't know how much longer later, because it was so long ago, but maybe a couple of days later, my mom was friends with the neighbor next door. So mm-hmm. her and the neighbor came walking out one time, and neighbor looked at me like credulously and just started making some jokes about the situation.
Oh, so your mom was run tail there.
Yeah, I was pissed. I was mad as fuck. I was like,
putting your business in the streets.
The lady said that shit like that, my mom. Then I just walked in the house. I was mad as I didn't even, you know, they're still adults, so I wouldn't cuss them out.
You see, folks, this is that right there was the start of trust issues. He probably didn't trust his mom for a lot of shit after that.
You're right about that.
I ain't coming to you with nothing precious to my heart, because you're going to put my business in the streets, woman.
So as far as me catching one of my kids, not in a sexual act. One time, because, you know, we got cameras and shit. One time we were all out the house,
mm-hmm.
and one of my daughters brought a boy home, but they was in and out of the house in like 5-10 minutes. I was like, oh, they probably ain't doing nothing. I was like, shit, 10 minutes?
You're like, pull up that app.
Plenty of time for me, goddamn.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you know what you're doing, you can get to it in 10 minutes.
It's possible. But even for that 10 minutes, the whole time they were in the house, at least half of it, they were sitting on the couch in the living room. We could see it. So more than likely, nothing happened.
But in the room, you could see it?
No. They went to the room.
Damn, you got cameras in your kid's room? That's crazy.
Nah, when alarm and stuff is on, you turn the alarm off, it records the first few minutes indoors. So, like, mm-hmm. just in case it's a break-in or something like that. And that's how we saw. So, I mean, that's not really catching, but that's just somebody, you know, being in the house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I never, other than that, my kids, my daughters especially, I think they're straight up afraid to bring anybody around me because, you know, I'm kind of unpredictable.
Yeah, so like, yeah, I wouldn't.
What you gonna do?
If I was your daughter, I'm not bringing no niggas around you.
One time, man, I think my daughter's car like stalled or some shit. I can't remember. And I went to go pick her up from school at school with her and her little friends, and she had some dude with her. He was in the back seat. I fully turned my body around, looked that nigga dead in the eyes, like, if you mess with my daughter, I kill you.
See.
My daughter was like, damn, I'm kidding. I really was just playing. But he didn't think that shit was funny.
Yeah, because you was probably like, yeah, I was just playing, I'm playing. And give him that leer look, like,
Other than that, like, they've never really brought the around. My oldest daughter is very private anyway. You know, I've heard her, you know, just trying to ask her what the hell she having for dinner. She's like, I ain't all up in my business. Like, That's how she be.
Oh, so my goodness.
It's an exaggeration slightly, but yeah, she's pretty private to say that. My other children, yeah, nah, they don't tell me nothing, bro.
Yeah, I've only
I'm sure their mother knows more than I do.
I've only been walked in on once, thank goodness. It was an ex. Well, obviously, right? It was an ex of mine in New York, and it was one of those like we chilling in the crib and whatnot, watching a movie. And my mom, she left, and she like took. You know, when my mom travels, she usually grabs like a bunch of stuff because she likes to eat and drink and all that while she's on the road. So when I seen her grabbing a bunch of stuff, I'm like, oh, cool! I got open crib. Like I get some cheeks. So I waited like maybe 10 minutes after my mom left, and then we got to it. Like I got her laid down on the bed, I got the legs on my shoulder, and I'm just like boom, boom, just busting cheeks. And all of a sudden I hear the door open up, and I'm busting cheeks in the living room. So as soon as the door opens up to get into the apartment, you know how New York apartments are. Mm-hmm. As soon as the door opens up, she sees me, you know, I'm already, you know, penis inside and everything. Like I can't move at this point. I gotta just stay still. So I like stop stroke, and my mom just, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot something. Like act like she's covering her eyes, walks past me, grabs whatever she grabs. I'm sorry, y'all continue. And she's walking back out, and then she stops for a second and she looked and she's like, okay, just making sure it's still you. Like the girl, I'm not gonna say her name, but she's like, oh, just making sure it's still you. Oh, y'all continue. And just walked out. And I was just like, yo.
Like you swapped her out in 10 minutes. That's what she's thinking.
Right. And I was just like, yo, at that moment, I never had sex in my mom's place again.
That's boy privilege, though, bro.
At least not in a wide open living room. You said boy privilege?
Yeah, because if your sister, well, that shit was flopped and your sister was on the bottom and some dude.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like if I walked in on my sister?
No, your mom.
Oh.
Walked in on your sister and it was just some guy on top of her. She wouldn't have done, I'm sorry. She wouldn't have did all that shit.
I mean, I would assume probably not. Yeah. You know? I mean, but moms is different. Like, obviously, if that was, you know, my sister's dad, like, he ain't going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, and just leave. Like, hell no. He's going to be like, nigga, what?
Yo. That's what I'm saying. Because even if it was a dad and he can walk in on you, same thing. Maybe he wouldn't be like, I'm sorry, yeah, like her. That's kind of wild. She was like,
I would think also that like a female that lives there would have the wherewithal to not do everything in the living room. Probably went in a room that can close the door, or at least put the little chain lock on. Like it was so many. Like looking back on it, it was so many different ways I could handle it. But you know how women are. Women are extra careful. Like you usually know, that's why when they cheat, they never get caught most times. But yeah, I should at least put the chain lock on and whatnot. Well, I guess since I embarrassed myself, my mom walked in. I embarrass my mom now. You know, First time I seen a porno was went in my mom's room. She had some nigga in the bed. They would sleep. And did you know back in the day, VHS movies, when you record your shows, you know, I record my Ninja Turtles and whatnot. And she recorded a porno over my Ninja Turtles.
Damn.
So I popped the Ninja Turtles in, press play. Motherfucking was no cowabunga on the screen. That was my first time watching a porno. And like,
how old were you?
Probably like 5 or 6.
Damn.
And you know, when you see something like that that you've never seen before, you can't just like turn it off at that moment. You got to kind of like look at it for a second.
What is this?
And that's, I'm sitting there turning, you know, the long ass remotes back in the day. I'm sitting there turning the volume down, looking behind me. They still sleeping. And I'm just looking at the screen like, oh my God, he's peeing in her mouth. Like, I'm just like, these are the thoughts going through my mind. Well, I didn't know what sperm was back then. Like, I'm just like, oh, he's peeing in her mouth. It was just like a stream. I never told her that story either. So if she ever listens to this, she's gonna be like, huh?
I mean, that porn was different for us, you know. You motherfuckers got that shit on their phone now. You know,
oh yeah, it is old. Back in the day, this is back in the day when like coming across a porno was like, it was like gold. Like, oh man, shout out my niggas on Woody Chris. We went to my aunt's house. My aunt is like a known, I won't say, she ain't a known freak. Let's just say she's a wild woman.
Okay.
So we used to always, me and my brother, shout out Flo, me and my brother, we used to always go to her house because it was like down the street from my grandma's. And we were over there playing games and stuff. And one day we came across this porno and some of our niggas from the block was there and we seen it and we was like, yo, we should watch this. This is like my second time now watching a porno. And I was like, I'm looking at my brother. I'm looking at them. I'm like, y'all sure? I'm like, I don't want to get caught. And they're like, nobody's here but us. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And I'll never forget the name of this porno. It's such a terrible name, but I'll never forget it. It was called Big Bad Biker Bitches.
They all had names like that, bro.
And it was nothing but like BBWs on there. Nothing but BBWs on there. So I had already seen a regular porno before. But imagine their first porn is all BBWs.
Oh, damn.
it was nasty.
That's how weird porn was anyway back then. Like, think about and just how rare it was. Think about this. This story you just told, yeah. It's a bunch of dudes standing around watching porn. You're standing around, sitting around or whatever, watching porn together, which would be out of fucking hand not now.
You're right. I'll tell my last porn story. So the third time I seen a porno, right? The third time. Now I'm a little older. Now we're like, let's say 12.
Okay.
We come across a porno. Shout out my nigga Vernon, Dante, Clarence, and all them niggas in Long Island. We're at their house. They got a porno. And like you said, this would not happen today. But for some reason, it's like six of us and we're all watching this fucking porno and just like with our hands on our dicks, like watching it because not like exposed dick, but you know, we're like, oh my God, like getting excited. Like to the point where one of the niggas that was watching it, he like ran off in the closet or something, I think, to beat off. But I didn't even know what beating off was at this. Bro, when I say I was so sheltered, like... I didn't even know what jerking off was at 12 because I had never done it. So, but I think that's what he went and did. But yeah, anyway, we can get up off this topic. Well, I mean, hey, listen, you know, speaking of blowjobs, have you been hearing about this Hawk Till shit?
Oh, I think I remember seeing like a meme, like, and it was like, you know, a person in a Hawks jersey and David Tua or whatever, and I'm trying to get that.
Yeah, so I guess it's some white girl. She's talking about like what you got to do and whatnot. And she's like, you got to get him with that Hawk Tua, you know, the little motion and whatnot. Damn. And she's like going viral crazy. I guess supposedly from what I last looked up on, I guess she got fired from her job and whatnot because she's like super viral now.
Wow, okay.
But here's the thing. Like when something like that happens to you, and I think she's starting to capitalize on it from what I've seen. I seen Hawk Tub merchandise that she's signing and all that now. So it's like, sure, you got fired from your 80 grand a year job, but you know what? When something like this happens and you go viral, you kind of become a celebrity.
For a second.
Yes, for a second. But depending on what you do to capitalize off mm-hmm. it, you know? It's like the girl that, did you ever see the girl, the Home Depot girl?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, she's doing...
I don't know, what's she doing now?
Well, she didn't go into porn or nothing like that, but she capitalized her fame into doing TikToks, and, you know, TikTok pays off all them views and all that stuff, okay. So, you know, and she's, I guess, supposedly like a devout Christian woman and all this mm-hmm. other good stuff. I mean, she got banging-ass body, but, you know... Somebody's blessing that, but so it's like when stuff like this happens, like, dude, you think that like that's something that like, I guess if it was you, right, in a similar situation, let's say you went viral for something that cost you your livelihood.
Okay, I probably would in some sort of way, but I will definitely view it as short term, like. Me, being an entrepreneurial-minded person, I'm thinking, okay, let me do something and flip this to get 50, maybe 100K in the next month or two on all these appearances or whatever the hell mm-hmm. they had going. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to take that money and go start a business and disappear into the background. That would be my plan. Yeah. I wouldn't be trying to elongate that shit into a career or nothing. Gotcha. But I definitely would be trying to hit it quick and hard for as much money as I could and then go put that in this, you know, something real. And not
right.
This other shit.
Right. Because, I mean, let's be real. Like, once you get that little, you can make appearances, you can do interviews. There's all kinds of stuff that you can keep that money churning quickly, even if it's only for 6 months. Mm-hmm. You might be able to, in 6 months, make more than you would have in 6 years.
Yeah, for sure. You're right.
So think about that. If you make... 6 months of your income in or 6 years of your income in 6 months, I know you. If you got that kind of money, it's so man. Worth it because you out of here. You out of here. That's like probably a half a mil in 6 months. You get, I already know. Oh, yeah. I already know. Golden Lion with half a mil in 6 months. Oh, he out of here. I'm like, yo, bring me with you, bro. Need me to carry your bags or anything? You know, I could hold the umbrella. You call me Farnsworth Bentley.
that's a bad joke.
But yeah, I was thinking about that, like, because a lot of people were like feeling sorry for it, and I was like, fuck that. Let that shit happen to me.
I mean, especially with that Hawk Tour shit, like, girl, you know, go and get a little OnlyFans, go suck you some dick on camera right quick and make a quick money. Maybe not, though, because once that shit's on the internet, it's on there. They could fuck with
like,
it longer.
I feel like when it comes to porn, I know we just circle back to porn. It's like a porn topic. We on Horny Time.
Is that the name of this one, on Horny Time?
Nah, the name of it is Hawk Tour. I'm just playing. I feel like once you get into porn, I feel like you should just go all the way with it. I feel like there's no point in sucking some dick on camera like 3 times and then it's out there and then you going back to living a regular life. You might as well just bang out them butt. Because think about it. Let's use the Home Depot or the Hawk to a girl, right? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they both have a little bit of a following at this point where, let's say they did an OnlyFans and let's say they released a video and you had to pay to watch the video. I'm pretty sure they have a following to where every time they drop a video, there's going to be niggas paying for it. And that's why I mean by don't just do it one time. You might as well just milk it. You might as well drop a video every month.
Yeah.
Because if you got 100,000 people subscribe and they all pay $10 to see that video, bro, that's $1 million a month. What are we talking about? Suck that dick.
It's a quick hit, yeah.
And what you did? Something that you was going to do for free? And probably still on camera. Just wasn't going to release it. You know what I'm saying? It's, come on. Ladies, don't even front right now. Y'all be on camera all the time and don't get a dime. So don't even, I know y'all screwing y'all face up right now.
I would say that's, you know, always being the voice of reason here. That's dumb. Like, don't be sucking dick on camera. Sorry, bro, I'm not trying to fuck your shit up. With somebody you're not serious with. I don't know what you're
talking about, bro. I've never recorded anything of such nature. Lord, don't strike me down with the lightning.
Unless it was somebody you trust, because, you know, it can be put out there. But you know what, though? Now that shit's illegal. So at the same time, you kind of protect it. Because, like, if you break up with somebody and then they just release some private
videos,
that's
protected. What they're in for. Do what you're protected for. The person that...
They can sue you for that.
No, they can't.
Revenge, yeah, they can.
No. If it's released in a revenge porn, like... If somebody steals my phone or my iCloud gets hacked and it gets out there... You can't sue me for that because I'm hurt too.
That would only happen now, to a celebrity.
It's only if I release it purposefully.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it gets out there, you can't.
Accident, because that could happen to her too. She could be recording some shit on her phone and they get out. I'm just saying if someone puts some shit out later, you know, and some bullshit like haha.
For sure.
You can protect it in that way only legally. I mean, the damage is kind of done once it's out there, but at least you got some sort of recourse to sue, which is. Something that could maybe deter somebody from doing that shit.
Go ahead and sue. What you gonna get? $5? I filed bankruptcy like 50 cent. Have you waiting 10 years for them coins? But yeah, man. If something like that happened to me, I'm riding that shit all over. Pause. Whoa. I'm gonna see it through. I'm getting paid. Like the nigga, like Tyga. Look, he barely rap now. He making all this money off OnlyFans. I can't blame him.
Wait, Tyga has OnlyFans?
Yeah, he started that shit in the pandemic, bro. That's crazy. He's made more on OnlyFans than his music.
What's he doing? Just fucking on camera?
Fucking on camera, orgies, all kinds of shit.
Whoa.
Jerk off videos, all kinds. Bro, he's doing the most on there.
Because he's Tyga, is like, you know, people want to see a celebrity, I guess. That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But why would
I? The only reason I know about it is because I was online like crazy during the pandemic. And, his shit, you know, that's how it happened. Matter of fact, that is how it happened. Mm-hmm. Like a dick pic of his leaked. And then once his dick pic was out there, he probably figured, fuck it. My shit's already out there. I might as well make some coins off of it. And sure enough, I think at one point he was making like $20 million a year off his OnlyFans.
Damn.
Just what I'm saying. Like, what we talking about?
Damn.
Look, I'm telling you right now, $20 million a year, I'm whipping that thing out on camera. Let's go.
Bro, nobody wants to see your shit, dog.
I'm, first of all, it ain't happening. I'm just saying. I'm saying, if I knew going on camera, I'm making 20 million. Like, let's say if I was from the future, mm-hmm. I'm doing it. 20 million a year?
From the future.
20 million a year? I'm doing it. I'm a go all in for the next 5 years and then retire. I'm like, what are we talking about? You think I like working a 9-to-5, 401k and all that bullshit? Mm-hmm. I could be in a position, make 100 million in 5 years, put all my niggas on. Here's a million. I know I give you a million.
That shit dirty money.
I know in 2 years you'll probably have the million to give back to me, plus probably 3-4 million in the bank.
You're right about that.
Now I'm be like, all right, put that in a trust fund or something for both of us, and if I ever fall on hard times, there's a mill or something to go back to.
Yeah, man. That means you about to get out there and get stupid with that money.
No. I'm just saying, like, I would at that point. I'm gonna be buying a lot of stuff, but I'm also gonna be investing as well. Like, I'm gonna be the type of nigga where it's like right now, you see how rent and all this shit is so high. Mm-hmm. Like, my niggas that are paying like high rent, I'm gonna go to a nice little block, buy all the houses on the block. Now all my niggas on the block, hey, just pay rent here. Just pay me to rent.
It's a lot of upkeep and shit on all that though.
What you mean?
Houses shit breaks down. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be looking at you, landlord. My AC is that nigga.
Nah. I'll hire somebody for all that shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's still maintenance and money and shit.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I would do. Like, you know, rent it out to them and boom. Like, I have all that assets and whatnot and spending my money elsewhere and boom. Have a little rental agency take care of all that shit and let them stay in there at like the bare minimum. Just to look out. You know, if they ever want to move, cool. Then I put somebody else up in there at a decent rate or whatnot. But yeah, I'm just traveling and chilling. I'm traveling. Well, apparently for the next 5 years, fucking on camera. But after that, I'm just traveling and chilling.
You be doing that shit in Ibiza and shit like that. On location type shit.
Yeah. But see, I, even with having a lot of money, I'm still going to always be a cheap nigga at heart. I'm still going to have the frontier, go wild pass, shit like that.
I don't believe that for one second.
Nah, I am.
Once you get a taste of that first class.
Bro, you talking to the same dude, like when I used to be in the little clubs performing and stuff, I used to still sneak bottles in. I could go in there and drink for free. It's just some habits you can't break. Still a hood nigga.
That's just ignorant, nigga.
That's a hood nigga. Name me one smart hood nigga. They all ignorant.
I'm from the hood, nigga. I'm not ignorant. Well, most of the time, just don't make me mad. How about that?
I was gonna say, man, you done some ignorant stuff. I ain't gonna put your business out there, but come on, we all done some ignorant stuff. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Oh, man. But yeah, that last pod we did, man, it's funny. Like a lot of girls hit me up because, like, we weren't even trying to be misleading with the title, talking about Leave Them Hoes Alone. But they all immediately thought we just was on here. What do you call that shit? Red pill or something? They thought we went over the deep end. Like,
yeah, everybody, bro, my people did too.
Everybody was like, oh, damn, I was wondering when some niggas with a podcast was going to finally start just shitting on women. I'm like, oh, you didn't listen to it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you just read the title. Oh, that's so cute.
Go and listen to that shit.
I was like even my cousin, she hit me up about it. I was like, nah, man. I was like, this shit is rated E for everybody. If it applies, use a hoe. We weren't just saying women are hoe. Because if you listen to it, we talk about it. Men is hoe, women is hoe. Niggas is bitches. Like,
yeah, we're 70% on the men, though, so...
Yeah, most of that, like, mm-hmm. So I'm saying, like, that you could tell who looked at it. Yeah, like, what Jay said, do you listen to my music or do you just skim through it? Yeah. It's the same shit. Like, mm-hmm. Clearly, all you do is read the title and was like, you know.
Nah, I had some men in my life, like, friends and family members and shit, hit me up. Like, really, like, wow, like, we really hit some good deep points and calling people out on some shit. I was surprised. Cause like people were hitting me up like immediately, bro. I'm asleep in the morning. Mm-hmm. My brother called me, called you too.
Yeah.
Talking about how dope it was. I had family members hit me up, friends, coworkers. Like, yo, y'all was fucking spitting on that last one. Mm-hmm. So we were just, you know, we are just older adult males out here talking some sense into some of this and trying to debunk a lot of this bullshit that's like just out there. That's all that really was. So.
Yeah.
I wasn't, and, you know, had a couple drinks in me.
Yeah.
And so the words really flow when I got a couple drinks in me. But, it was all still truth, a lot of facts in that. If y'all haven't watched that episode, you definitely go back and watch that one.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
Or listen to it, excuse me, whatever way you listen, because most of my coworkers at work, they listen to on the audio portion.
Available on all DSPs.
Yeah. So it was just interesting because a lot of, I didn't really have too many females. So I don't really know that many. You know, me being a married man, got no female friends.
I mean, talking shit.
But
hey, wife, you see that second phone you got?
Nah, don't do that. <I'm just playing. laughs> Yeah, those mostly guys hit me up as like, you know, liking to hear that kind of talk from, you know, men and not the whole these hoes, these bitches, blah 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 type shit that he's beyond. So I would love to do more of that and, you know, get more women out here. Like, if you guys have watched, and men, you know what we really need is just more men, because we seem to have not that much of a problem getting women to come on, because, you know, they love to talk. But niggas will, bro, they'll stand in the corner and talk all that bullshit, and then when you want them to come on, come say that shit on camera, let's have a discussion. Nah, shook. They shook. Yeah, now suddenly, you know, niggas gotta go to church suddenly. All kinds of shit. Like, so it's just, and you just kind of see it even with people that we did have on. The conversations we had off camera is different from the ones we had on camera. So it's like, y'all gonna be out here on that, like, you know, stand by it and say it. Don't try to, it comes off a little panderish. Because I will say, the chicks that we took, chicks, I'm sorry, derogatory women that came on here,
yeah,
I would say most of them was the same on and off camera. They, like, I think we had one, Vicky was a little hard to, she was a little all over the place, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. That's the shit.
Yeah.
But
probably through it.
AC was cool, and Shalisa.
Yes.
She, you know, we went back and forth that whole episode, but she got a good head on her shoulders, and, you know, she's just still trying to figure it out. I feel like they're at least representing themselves how they are. And I really seen lately when women complain about the duality of us men. I seen it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just, you know, it's funny, before we started recording, I was at Crystal's house and she was telling me about her friend that just broke up, or not broke up, but dude broke up with her, and they had been together for like 2 years or something like that, right? And Crystal and her friend, they're like, well, we can see why he probably broke up with her, because, you know, the way she acts and the way she is, you know, so on and so forth. So one of them reached out to her for some advice, because, you know, she did the little pity post thing, like, oh, this dude just broke up with me, he tried to take me out of my character, and so one of her real friends was like, well, can I be honest with you? And then she immediately dismissed it and was just like, you know what, don't come on my post if you're just gonna be negative and da-da-da-da-da. And it was like, well, I was just gonna give you some constructive criticism, you know, but, you know, it's okay. It's all good, you know. I hope all is well. And she just left it at that, because she's just like, well, I've been friends with you, like, we're in the same sorority and all that. So at this point, it's like, I seen the dudes that you fuck with, and I see how you move. If 8, 9, 10 niggas is all feeling you move like a nigga, then, you know, maybe it's not the niggas, it's maybe it's you. You need to be more feminine, you know. And I guess her reaction when she had said all that, she went and just basically blocked her on everything.
Of course.
And it's like, so they're telling me the story, and I'm just sitting there listening, like, I feel like I already know her just based off her actions. Like, yeah, I would have broke up with her too. And they were like, well, why did he wait 2 years to do it? And I was just like, well, he probably seen some things that he liked, and he was hoping that whatever disputes that they had and they come to their understandings, that things would change. It got to a point where he no longer wanted to wait. And they're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, it makes perfect sense. It's plenty of times. I was like, you can't name one relationship where people don't have an argument. There's always going to be some sort of disagreement. But in the end, there's an understanding. And it's either going to be an understanding or it's not going to be an understanding. If it's not going to be an understanding, you usually tend to go your separate ways. Most times. Now, if they were together for 2 years, when they had all these disagreements, that means that they were coming to an understanding. But when the same shit, when a cycle just keeps happening over and over and over and over again, it gets to a certain point where somebody's going to bend and break. He just got to the point where he bent and broke. I mean, because y'all telling me the bad things, but I'm sure there's some good things in there. Like y'all said, every time she'd go out, she'd be bored and be like, I just want to go home to my man. That right there is a good quality.
Yeah,
So he has a woman who doesn't like to be out all trashy and wants to come home immediately to her man. Mm-hmm. That's a win. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously a high ranking quality. Who wants to be with a woman that goes out and comes home 2-3 in the morning, fucking slushed every night? Because then you got to be wondering, like, oh, what was she doing out there? You know. Mm-hmm. But if she's like coming home before the party even ends, kudos. Yeah. You know. And then who knows? She might have that hook to her. You know what I'm saying? Wow. She might have some juice, some fire down there. She might be treating him. You know, it could be all kinds of good things that probably kept him around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so when they say, oh, I don't know why he hung on for 2 years, and I was like, listen, some of you women, sorry to say it, some of y'all hang on way past 2 years, so what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, I was like, how do you not understand? I'm sure you stayed somewhere longer than you should have. Everyone,
people get complacent and get comfortable in what their situation is until it's no longer comfortable. That's normal.
Plus, they got to know, they don't know the whole story. And she not going to tell all the stories in the way that makes her look bad.
That part right there. Nobody is ever going to tell. Well, I won't say nobody, but most times, often than none, people aren't going to just put themselves out there to look wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all don't know why this bitch left me. All I did was fucking steal her car and go through her purse and fuck her sister. And, you know, nobody's ever going to just come out and say all that shit. They're going to be like, oh, no, bitch tripping.
Yeah, she didn't want to stick with me when I was down through the hard times. That's what you're going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not saying that the hard times was, you know, multiple cheating and physical abuse. Yeah, they don't say that.
Hey, I mean, but that is true. That is some hard times.
Yeah, but that's like how people do it. You know, most people don't like to be held accountable for anything. If here's something I want you to, if you notice, you probably haven't noticed, maybe you have. If you go on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, all the little posts and things that people put up and they love, think about what's in that post. That post is always something that absolves them of the responsibility of the situation. It's always on the other. If you don't like me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Absolves you of all responsibility of controlling yourself and behaving like a fucking human. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That all the shit people say, that's the same thing. Like, oh, people take advantage of me when I'm down. But, oh, your friends don't check on you. Be careful of the friends that don't check on you. And that's your real friends. All of this shit absolves you of the responsibility of your own situation. And and so, like, from now on, when you start seeing that shit, think about it. The ones people love the most, it's always something that takes them out.
Every time. Yeah, I mean, I talk about this, like, with people when I'm just talking about online. Like, most of the stuff that just moves the needle is always, like, negative shit. You know? Mm-hmm. It's never, like, really uplifting unless it's, like, something that's, like, undeniable. Like, oh, I won the lotto or I got married or I had a baby, you know? That seems to be the only time where everybody just universally comes together and they uplift.
Birthdays, kids' graduation. Yeah, marriages, like you said.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, but other than that, hell nah.
Nobody really, like, when it comes to that kind of stuff, even when everyone's with their friendships, like, I was talking to my wife about this the other day, like, right now in your life, you probably know at least a few people that you can call about something bad that happened and say, oh, man, I'm going through this thing, let's talk about it, and they'll be like, yes, great. But how many people would you be comfortable calling about a celebration or something that great that happened to you? Because when you do that, you start to think about, oh, man, well, I don't want to call this person and tell them I just got this great promotion or I just did my taxes this year and I pulled in over six figures for the first time. Like, you're feeling great about that. And you want to call somebody, somebody who might appreciate that. But then you might be thinking, well, damn, that nigga might think I'm bragging. You know, you might feel some type of way.
Fuck bragging. They're going to be like, oh, nigga, they come with you with all the issues.
Yeah, with the money, all that kind of shit. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, how many people in your life do you know you can come with some information like that and they'll just simply be happy for you? And that's it.
Yeah.
That you believe that they'll simply be happy for you and be like, I'm great, man. I'm glad that happened.
I got about 5 or 10 people I can call out of the 1,000 people I know.
But most of us have plenty, at least one person for sure, but plenty of people we can call for bad stuff, but not many people that we call for that really celebrate our wins with us. And it's like, that's like the thing that I think is missing out here. Like, you know, the power of friendship, man. Like, think about, I don't know about you, but ever since we've been starting doing this podcast and me and you gotten closer hanging out together, my life in general has just gotten better. And I think it's because of more closeness and friendships.
That, and it's also what I talked about in the beginning, like, podcast for me is like form of therapy.
Yeah.
That's what helps, because it's like you're releasing a lot of your thoughts. Like, it's getting you to be more open.
What we talked about before and after the podcast and all that kind of stuff helps. Like, you'll talk to me about your girl and I'm like, here's what I think. And you may or may not take my advice, but that's information that you didn't have before.
Exactly.
And it just does things. And plus, it helps you to help other people. Like, one of the things people say, you help another person, how it helps you, I think, is, for me, I can give very good objective advice to another person, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe not for myself, but what it does when I help another person, like, well, the reason I was able to give that person that advice, because my feelings and shit aren't in it.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I put my feelings aside for a second in my own shit and make an objective decision about my own shit?
Right.
And you don't even think about that until you kind of do that for other people. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know what? If I can listen to this person objectively, then perhaps I should listen to my significant other in the same objective way I listen to my homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, doing that will put that in your mind in the first place. So like, man, having good friends and people to talk to about shit helps in a lot of ways. Not only does it help them, but it helps you as well. And I just really feel like I'm overall happier having more connections and friendships.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, being out there making money and all that kind of shit. They always tell you to go out there and conquer the world and make $1 million and be like, I'll make my first million by the time I'm 30. Like, keep some good friends and some good people in your life. Like, that shit really enriches your life.
Yeah.
I think, anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I didn't want to forget about it. Like you said, your brother called you and he called me. Bro, I was on vacation in Puerto Rico, bro. Like,
and he called early, too.
Like, I mean, I know Puerto Rico's still part of the U.S. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Man, fuck that shit. I was in another country, dog. Like, I haven't had that vibe in a long time. Like, not since I went, like deep into Mexico, like Rosarito and shit. But, bro, Puerto Rico was fire.
It's a good trip.
Puerto Rico was fire. The food was good. The water was good. The people was good. Like, it was just a good vibe. Like, great weekend. Like, one of the best, like, I mean, I know it wasn't my birthday, but it was a birthday trip for me, my birthday. But, you know, obviously went a month later. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it was such a good time, such a good vibe. I definitely want to go back. But I was told that I can't go back alone.
Oh, without.
Yeah.
But how? All right.
So I guess I'm assuming being told I can't go back alone is because it's Puerto Rico and a bunch of women. I don't even really like pay attention to it, but
nigga, please.
No, look, you didn't know what I was about to say.
Okay.
I don't really pay attention to it, but we spoke about this, like you have this gift too, but you're married. So
it's a gift. Okay.
We have the I guess what a girl told me one time, the gift of gab. Like, we have the ability to just talk to any gender without losing any kind of confidence. And that scares women that deal with me.
Yeah, like, are you too friendly? Like,
yeah, because it's like I can talk to a woman just like I talk to a guy. And, you know, I couldn't always do this. You know, I used to be a little bitch. But, you know, I told you the story how it just clicked one day when my boy put me on. But, yeah, like, for example, like, checkout time, you know, checkout, like, some of these resorts. It was, like, five-star resort and shit, but shit to be strict. It's, like, checkout time was, like, 11 o'clock. So the night before checkout, right, I'm, like, talking to the lady at the desk or whatever, and she was like, oh, yeah, you could just come down or whatever in the morning or call from your room or whatever and get early checkout. Just let us know, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, Crystal's standing right there. So I'm like, all right, so that's Chico in the morning call. She calls down in the morning, hey, yada, 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 late checkout. Yeah, and they're like, oh, no, we can't do late checkout. I'm sorry. But if you need to, like, leave your bags here for whatever reason, you can do that, you know. And she was just like, okay. And I was like, they didn't give you late checkout? And I was like, well, I ain't gonna call. I'm just gonna go down there, right? So I go down there. It's not even a girl. It's a guy. I go down there. And I was just like, hey, what's up, bro? So last night, I was assured that we were gonna have the ability to get a late checkout. They told me 1 o'clock. Just want to make sure that that's all good. And he's like, well, it doesn't say in here that you have a late. I'm like, well, I'm just telling you what they said. And I was like, our flight got delayed. I'm just, you know, just freestyling off the cuff. I'm like, our flight got delayed. Just need a couple more hours. I'm like, can you set that up for me? And he's like, well, just know that when you leave your room, if you leave after 11, your keys won't work anymore because, you know. And I was like, okay, so while I'm down here, you know, can you press me up a new key for 1 o'clock? Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. And he just gave it to me. And when I went back upstairs, and I was just like, here you go. Checkout time, 1 o'clock. Because they, I skipped the part, but she originally said checkout time could be 12:30 the latest. Mm-hmm. So when I went downstairs and I got approved for 1 p.m., 30 minutes later than the latest, she was just looking at me like, yeah, nah. That mouthpiece of yours, we ain't leaving you here.
You know, it's funny because I went down to Houston to take my daughter to like an overnight spend orientation thing for college.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. We drove down there. The orientation started at like 8.
Yeah.
Our check-in time was until 3.
Yeah.
Right? So my wife's like, we got to waste some time. Went to have breakfast. You know, now it's like 9. You know, no time really passed by. And she's like, well, I guess we just got to wait. I was like, nah, I'm finna pull up. I'm finna ask because to me, my motto is always, all they can say is no,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I pull up in the little driveway thing, leave her in the car, go inside. Mm-hmm. And while I'm waiting, he answers the guy. Same thing as a guy. A guy answers the phone. Another person calls with the same question. Can I check in early? Guy's like, no, you can't, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. He gets the phone. Can I help you, sir? I say, yeah, I think you know, might have answered my question. But, and I hit him with the whole same thing. Our plane got in early, blah, blah, blah. You know, can we just, oh, yeah, no, I got you, man. Checked this in. It came back in the house. Came back to the car, excuse me. I was like, yep, we can check in now. And just be like, and that happens a lot, bro. Like, yeah. I will walk up to people and I will holler and talk.
Yeah.
At the, I remember we used to have problems at the apartment complex. They wouldn't fix something when she talked to them. Mm-hmm. I go down there, no problem, Mr. Ward.
Like, yeah, exactly. So I'm exactly. Like, yeah,
you just got to know how to talk to people. Yeah. And I know how to talk to people.
And I left that part out. I actually did that for our check-in. So we left Thursday night. Mm-hmm. We arrived at 4 in the morning. You know, check-in time's probably like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, like nah.
Bro, we got to the hotel at like 5:30. And she was like, let's see if we can just leave our bags there or whatever. And I was like, okay. I was like, but I'm gonna see if they got an extra room that we can just get in. Mm-hmm. So this person at the front desk was a woman now. So I'll go up, I talk to her, whatever, you know, just casual, just like, hey, how you doing? Da 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 da. Flight came in a little early. I was wondering if there's any extra rooms, you know, gave the reservation information. And she's like, there's nothing. And at that moment, as she's saying there's nothing, somebody was walking out, like checking out. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I'll take his room, you know, just like, you know, just making a little playful joke. And she was like, like that. And she's like, let me see if I can find something. And she's like looking and she's like, oh, okay, I found something. Get you guys checked in right now. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. She's like, how many keys? And I was just like, and I just look over at Crystal, and Crystal's just like, like in disbelief, like, wow, like, oh,
you know
my
what I
God.
Really think it is for those people too? Is they think rules are like hard. Mm-hmm. And I don't. I think some shit is like a suggestion.
Yeah.
Like, even to me, my motto is it's only legal if you get caught.
Which is true. What defines something being illegal?
Yeah, the law gets you and punishes you.
The law, right? So if you're not caught, then it's not legal.
But now you're like, my wife would get mad when I'm like, we in a like grocery store parking lot and the arrow is pointing this way and I'm still driving against. She's like, well, the arrow's pointing that way. I'm like, that's just a suggestion.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give a damn. I whip my car around and still park. Did I get his ass?
Yeah, you did.
I'm the expert at that shit.
Part-time. Oh, no, need another one.
Anyway. Yeah, I just that's kind of how I do things. But there's been plenty of times where because she's so good about knowing what the rules are and doing stuff the right way, it works out. So like it balances us both out because I'll be like, fuck everything. I'm rolling over everybody. I'm going to do what I want to do kind of shit. And she'll be like, no, we need to do it this way because that's the correct way. And sometimes it works out. And like looking back, like, yeah, I would have fucked our shit up if we did it my way.
Yep. And it's like you said, like, the worst that can happen is just no. It's like just take the jump out there, you know, because in the off chance it does work, boom, you reap the benefits. And if it don't work, you already knew it wasn't going to work, but at least you made the attempt to try.
Yeah, the benefit of that one in Houston was we had to drive down to Houston first. So that was like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So to get there at 8, we had to leave here at like 3:34.
Yeah, we should have no traffic.
Yeah, we was tired. So as soon as we got in that room, we went to sleep for like 4 hours.
Nice.
But let alone, when we woke up, it was just turning 3 o'clock, which means we'd have been out there in the world if I just waited for the check-in.
Dog tired, sweaty, hot, sitting in that car for more than 4 hours because you're still driving around. Yep.
Who knows? So spending money, something, you know what I'm saying?
Spending money.
So, yeah.
Because, you know, it costs $500 just to go outside nowadays.
See, like, I know, as soon as you step outside, oh, shit, I'm out here now.
You know, it's like you play Sims, you like walk around, you see like the little money just deduct right above your head when you're outside.
As soon as you get in your car, as soon as you turn that shit on, you start driving.
Right. But yeah, man, we could wrap this up. I just wanted to give the folks the, you know, consistently feed them. All you new listeners, appreciate you guys. Like we always talk about in the comments and whatnot, you know, reach out to us. We haven't had some of you guys haven't been saying nothing in the comments about like any suggestions, which I want to hear. I mean, I guess y'all just like what we're talking about.
Yeah, people leave like fire emojis or something. But that's
yeah. Like I definitely see people saying what's up, like people personally hit me up. So I appreciate that as well. Cause you know, I have podcasts that I listen to and I don't even interact with them, I listen to them. Yeah. So it's nice to know, like clearly I know there's a bunch of y'all out there listening and watching. But it's like, yo.
You know, we should do like a men's advice kind of thing. Have men's advice. Like they write in or email us or whatever. Mm. And they got a situation. They want to know how they should handle it. I guess women could do it too. Whoever, right? Relationship related.
Relationship advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm probably going to take a break from doing the matchmaking for a little bit. Just because people aren't keeping it a buck.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put somebody in no situation where they're like, oh, well, you hooked me up with this person and they dogged me out or they did this and or they was corny and whatnot. You know, like one of the most recent ones, you know, I talked to this girl and she filled me in. Pause. She filled me in with some other information. And yeah, like the instant turnoff.
I already know. Yeah.
The cash.
I told you. I said, if you didn't pick up on that, was it, fuck you, nigga, here's your little punk ass.
and did confirm that she was, and if he is listening or watching, she did confirm that she was feeling him. And that she was hoping to have some fun with him and all that good stuff. But, you know, she had a headache, hit her up about the money situation, and it's like, it was, you know how girls are. It was like, because remember I told you I was turned off when I read it. I was like, really? I was like, you're supposed to just charge that to the game. Like, $15, bro.
Yeah.
$15. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I had a conversation with him about it. So, you know, I said all this. I said stuff to him at the time. Like, bro,
so,
what the fuck?
Yeah. So, that is confirmation that he dropped the ball, you know. And then one of the other dudes, you know, he was just like, you know that one. He's just like, ugh. So, yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm like, because, you know, these niggas is telling me one thing and then going out here moving differently. So it's like, that's what fucks me up. Because it's like when you refer somebody to a job, you don't want to refer somebody to a job that's going to go and fuck up your rep.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. It's like, these niggas are starting to fuck up my rep. Like, you know, like, how am I supposed to build my stable and get more girls involved on this, and I'm just setting them up with a bunch of duds. So I'm going to kick back for a little bit until I get some studs. Whoa. Not them kind of studs. You know what I mean, nigga. But, yeah. Right. Like I always say, like, share, subscribe, and comment. Thanks for watching. This is Verbal Gunplay, and we out. Peace.